This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here is the punt by Gillen. He gets it away. It is a knuckler. Covey comes up, fields it at the 35, comes to the 40, cuts back to the 45, runs along the 50. Covey down the far sideline. To the 40, to the 30, to the 25, out of bounds at the 19.
Way gets it away. It's a wobbler. Covey backs up. He takes it at the 23. Starts to his left. Comes across the 30. Comes across the 40. Up to the 42. This kid is too much.
Fantastic.
He is too much. This they are so lucky to have him.
A lot of losses. A lot of big names walking out the door, Hugh. How you feeling? Britton Covey.
That was Merrill's guy.
Los Angeles Ram.
Yeah, that was Merrill's guy.
End of an era?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you know, love Merrill. Merrill really, really liked Britton Covey.
He did.
He did not do anything for us when he was in that slot receiver spot, though.
But he was not a bad punt returner.
He was not bad. As far as a guy that played, like, you know, that helped out in offense concerned.
Crushing the guy?
I ain't crushing him. I'm just being like, listen, man, sometimes honesty hurts. I mean, but he was not a good slot receiver.
He was a punt returner.
Yeah, but they tried to make him a slot.
Well, they were a little thin at that point.
And he didn't work out.
Do you think we're going to have BC Life here with Britton Covey at the Colonial Theater?
What you mean? You mean like half the same thing we have at BG?
Uh-huh.
Hells no.
Oh.
I'm not going to that. Like, listen. Our bosses here do a lovely job of creating these events. Shout out to Rod Lakin and everybody that helped put this event.
So if you were asked to participate in BC Live, Britton Covey Live, you wouldn't go?
I would say Rod, with all due respect. Do I have to go? He wasn't all that in a bag of chips. Like, Brandon Graham is somebody that, you know, you admire and you look up. Me and Ben were talking about this morning, and Ben was like, he's the type of guy you want your son to be like.
Well, I agree on that.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, no, Britton Covey, I mean, he was nice, but he wasn't BG.
All right. Well, if Covey returns a punt against the Eagles next year, we're replaying this audio because you poked the bear.
Oh, man, he'll be all right.
You poked the bear.
Listen, I ain't worried about poking that bear. He could come to town and be in a Rams uniform, and I would not be intimidated by what he brings
to
the table.
Well, they do play the Rams next year in Philadelphia, so.
Revenge game.
Uh-oh.
For who?
Covey.
Okay.
Well, it's not the Eagles. What are they getting revenge for? They didn't want him anymore.
Bring Kobe in.
All right. Before we go back to the phones, I just saw this. I want you guys to guess. NBA Basketball Executive of the Year voting results. Can you guys guess how many votes this year Daryl Morey got?
None.
Kyle?
Nah, two.
Two.
I'd say two.
Two. I'd curse on the air if he got any. He got zero.
He should get negative votes.
They like the anti-executive of the year? Yeah, no, he got...
I wonder why he still got a job, though. I mean, I'm not calling... Like, let me be clear. I'm not calling for Daryl Morey to be fired.
I mean, you kind of are. We've done that before.
Okay, let's do this. If you've had the kind of track record that he's had, And I'm not even talking about it. I'm talking about Sean and Joe be to 90, gave $98 million more dollars this year on that badass knee.
Let's not excuse the Paul George signing either. I mean, that you could.
Oh, I forgot about
he
that.
Flushed away
Podcast
$200 million.
P.
Yeah.
And he said during the season, I'm about to take time off and get ready for basketball. Guess what, Paul? It's a little bit too late for that. The season's upon us.
Wasn't it February when that happened?
Yeah,
they were dead and buried.
I'm focused on basketball.
Yeah, but no votes this year
that
for Morey.
That was crazy.
Just in case anyone thought he'd get any. Zero votes for Daryl Morey. All right, 215-592-9494. You people will check in with in a little bit. Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
Perfect segue into general manager Morey. I'm watching the Celtics-Knicks last night. I'm watching Mikal Bridges just dominate the game defensively. He's all over the court. He played 50-some minutes. He hit the winning shot in overtime. And I start thinking of the Sixers. You guys can have a show just on the Sixers for 2 weeks straight on the asinine decisions that this organization, including this current GM who's in hiding, we don't even know where he is, what he's doing. This organization, which has to be the biggest joke in the northeast part of the country in all four sports, I'm watching Mikal Bridges, and what did we get for him? What did we get for Mikal Bridges?
Zaire Smith. Zaire Smith, who had a sesame allergy.
Who? Who's that? Who? What? For who? For what? Who is he?
He's a nothing in the NBA.
You gave away a stud. A stud. And then you add to that all these other utterly ridiculous decisions. These idiots making millions of dollars sitting on their ass who don't know squat about basketball. Are you serious? These idiots. Where's Daryl Morey? Where is he?
Well, he did a press conference for 10 minutes at the end of the season, then he ran away.
You signed Joel Embiid to an extension. He's got, number one, he's got no heart. And then number two, he's like a China doll. Right? And then you sign George, this guy. He's done. And you're making millions of dollars to make these decisions. And I'm sitting here watching Bridges last night, and I said, I got to call these guys tomorrow. I'm sorry, guys. I just had to get this off my chest.
Well, I'm happy you did. This is the place to do it, Mark. It's a great phone call. And you're right. I mean, it was years of ridiculous decisions, and they continued into this year with the George signing. Good call by Mark. The music really hit there when he was calling them idiots.
Yeah, that was strong.
Yeah, Mark dials it up.
Yeah. You know, earlier in the show, someone brought up the Markelle Fultz situation, right, with Tatum and the trade with the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, I don't know if we talk enough about 2018, the year after, when the Sixers literally drafted Mikal Bridges, and then they traded him during the draft for Zaire Smith, who, I'm not kidding, had a sesame allergy that ruined his career. And Zaire Smith scored a total of 48 points in the NBA.
These things happen.
They don't. They only happen here. And Mikal Bridges last night played 51 minutes in a road playoff victory. Do you guys know who the pick was after Mikal Bridges? Even if we say, what are you going to do? It happens. You know who the pick after Mikal Bridges was?
Who was it?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who will be the NBA MVP this year on the best team in the league.
Well,
Does that happen too?
Sometimes you miss, yeah.
Sometimes you miss a lot, though. It just feels like you miss a lot of misses.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get the team we have here. That's back-to-back.
Well, Joel Embiid will be healthy next year. We got that.
Oh, Willie.
Yeah.
That's great.
Somewhat.
It's great news.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean,
we don't have to lie.
What'd you say? Yeah. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do.
I don't tell you guys, but.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Yeah, he's healthy next. He'll be healthy. Yeah, he's going to have the experimental surgery.
Oh, sure.
And he's going to come back, and he's going to work out hard.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And he's going to get ready for the season.
I know one thing about experimental surgeries is that they always work.
Foolproof.
No, and you know what I think even help him out a little bit better is if we help him find out who told the media.
Oh, that'll make things a lot better.
But yeah.
Oh, you're still trying to encourage him to find the snitch and act
well,
on it?
Well, I think that if he... Like, it's not so much, no, but see, listen, fellas, it's not so much, it's about closure for him, because I think he needs closure.
I want closure from the Sixers.
Closure. We're working on closure.
I mean, he could just,
so hopefully, if he
just forget about the whole thing.
If he gets that closure, then he can move forward with life.
Can I move forward from the Sixers?
No, he's going to be here for a while.
Okay. Euro John is in Cherry Hill. What's up, Euro John?
Hey guys, what's going on? I gotta get with Jay from West Philly. Always defends Joel Embiid and Rick Jokic all the time. But also, I want to talk about the NBA GMs. Yeah, I used to cover games back in 2011. All right, I covered 10 Sixers games. I was in the locker room. So I asked these four NBA GMs, "What do you think about this guy? He's 28 years old, six-time Defensive Player of the Year in the EuroLeague. I knew he wasn't coming over. I just wanted to get their opinion." Four NBA GMs making millions, didn't even know who the guy was. And that's the guy that Kobe Bryant said that he wanted to play with. He wished he would have came over. This guy, Demetrius Diamantidis, all right? These GMs, it's all good old boy club, all right? I found that out firsthand, all right? The two Sixers GMs knew nothing. One guy, the one GM, I'm not going to name him, it wasn't Tony DeLeo. DeLeo knew the stuff. But one guy goes, how old is he and how tall is he? This guy was a top five player in the EuroLeague, and he's asking me, all right, who this guy is, all right, at 28 years old. That's the kind of good old boy clubs in the NBA. But I want to talk about Joel Embiid, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid would dream of going 24 straight minutes in the second half, 42 minutes after one day off, going for 42 and 22. All right, yeah, he gets a 70 points in a regular season game. All right, let's put a banner up for that. Let's not play for the USA. Let's not play for Cameroon like Jokic plays for 7 million people in Serbia. All right, and he almost beats USA. And same with Luka, same with Giannis. They're not about winning. They're not about this money. That's all Joel Embiid is about right now is money, and that's it. And if you don't trade this guy, you're a clown for keeping this guy around. And, Jay, Jokic has never played with an all-star. I don't give a damn what Jamal Murray does and Porter does. Porter's a max contract. He's a no-show. Every five playoff games, he shows up once. Same with Murray. Shows up once every four games in the playoffs. Jokic carries that six-man squad. All right, Jay? Learn the game, brother.
Learn the game. That's a mic drop from
you
Euro
number.
John. Yeah, we can connect you guys. Do a podcast. Euro John,
strong,
good phone call.
Powerful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is anyone fighting the Embiid Jokic thing anymore? I mean, it's dead.
Game Mike.
Maybe. I mean, if you have eyes, I mean, it's over. I mean, Jokic is better.
I question that about Jay sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, Nikola Jokic is moving up towards being like a top 15 player to ever play basketball. And meanwhile, Joel Embiid is, I mean, I don't know if he's going to play anymore. So that's enough of that. We've moved past that. Ken in Cinnamon is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
What's going on, Ken?
I think you could get that cultural clout if you could get that Destiny's Child girl out of her car I think you would go down as a humanitarian. That might get you to.
In Vogue.
When you were going to rescue
Dawn.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, Dawn. Yeah.
Why don't you go do that?
She don't want to leave the car. She liked the car.
But she hasn't met you yet.
No, she hasn't. She's a little different though. She enjoys staying in the car.
Why don't you just go in the car with her?
Mm. You gotta go to work. I'll take her to Shea Chicken and Pete's.
There you go.
You have some crab fries.
Yeah, free meals.
Trying to get you to the Met Gala, Hugh. Anyway.
I'm trying to get there, man. I'm trying to get there. I got to figure it out. I got time. I'm
not doing yourself any favors.
It sounds like a tri-day experiment.
How can we get Hugh to the Met Gala?
Yep. Go ahead, Ken.
Maybe start walking around every day in a Roman Centurion's uniform.
I
got to
figure
out
something. But it's also theme-based, so I don't know what the theme is for next year. I don't even know what the theme was this year.
What did Jalen Hurts wear?
Well, it was black. He just wore black.
No, but he had something. There was something up top.
Well, it was like a Wakanda outfit, I guess. It was like he wore Wakanda.
Was Wakanda the theme?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because then you had. I'm sorry about this, Ken. This is what we do. And then you had Teyana Taylor look like Captain Morgan. So I don't know.
Maybe drinks were the theme.
I don't know.
All right, go ahead, Ken. We're going to set up now.
Captain Morgan. So on the Knicks, real fast, I can't stand the way Jalen Brunson plays the game. You know, dribble, initiate contact, draw a foul. It's like watching paint dry. I can't stand it. So I don't care who the guy's playing for. I'm going to root for the other team. It's just as simple as that.
Actually a James Harden thing to his game, but he's just clutch. But he plays similar to Harden. Dribble, look for the foul, throw some assists. He plays kind of like Harden.
Well, comparing him to James Harden might not make him, more likable.
No, but he's actually a clutch version of Harden, who's not clutch at all.
On the Eagles, look, I obviously the production for Brandon is not going to be difficult to replace, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. And from a leadership standpoint, look, we've talked about this before. Jordan Davis going into his fourth year, Jalen Carter's in his third year, Nolan Smith's in his third year. I really think that the Eagles expect these guys to be the veteran leadership now. I mean, you're 4 years in the NFL, you're a vet, And I think that part of the reason that they extended or they picked up the fifth-year option on Jordan Davis is because I really believe that guy is a leader in that room. I mean, he's the guy that came in OTAs last year after Fletch retired and said, we know there's nobody coming in that door to save us. I think they're going to be okay from a leadership standpoint. You watch Nolan Smith play the game. You go back and watch the tapes of him blowing up pulling guards at his size. And then, go look at Hassan Reddick's tape for his entire career and see if you ever find one example of him doing stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that sets an example on the field. Leadership by example. Look at me. I'm 230 pounds soaking wet, and I'm blowing up this pulling guard and putting him out of the game in a playoff game. So I think they've got some of those guys there. You're not going to replace BG in terms of the individual because he's one of a kind, but I just don't think there's going to have to be this tremendous search for leadership. And before free agency there was talk about are they looking for a veteran presence. These guys are the veterans. These guys are the guys that are going to own this room and own this defensive line and own this team for years to come.
Like we got our answer. I mean, if they wanted a veteran, Ken Gutfunkel, they would have got one. I mean, there were some players out there.
Yeah, they want to go to the young cats.
Yeah, they did. And now it's their turn. All right, before we go any further, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Go, Jillio. Grasping at straws, as always.
Oh, that's every day.
It's a reaction to that.
Yeah, yep.
You're open there.
Grasping at straws.
Yeah. New trend in the chat.
Ooh.
People start predicting Hugh's next clues.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Because I bet people do this in the car.
Beer. He has 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Oh, that's not original. We've done that before. They do that on the Twitter.
Oh, do they?
Man, be original.
The second clue, the dude.
That's a good one. I like that one.
People with few suggestions for what you can dress up as if you do go to the Met Gala. I mean, you could just be Super Grover or the Moldy Strawberry.
Well, see, it's theme, and I figured out what the theme was this year. It was super fine tailoring black style, as the dress code is tailored for you. The theme focuses on black style and dandyism, That's the word, dandyism.
I don't know
highlighting the history and influence of tailoring within black culture. Jalen was on in his wheelhouse, I guess.
What is dandyism?
I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't invited to this one. You didn't need to know.
Well, it's like
next year you're gonna have to figure out.
All you need is like
theme,
a tailored outfit that's tailored for you, and it has to be in a theme of black. But okay. There were some people that stepped outside of that a little bit. Mm. Did you see Kim Kardashian's dress, by the way?
I did not.
Man, it was super tight. She couldn't even walk.
So dandyism sprung from the intersection of African and European style tradition. So it's
okay.
A mix of those
okay,
two.
Okay, the mix of the two. Okay, yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. Yep. So that's why, what was her name? Tiana Taylor was dressed up like Captain Morgan.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
It only took us 4 hours to understand the theme of the event.
I mean, the themes are very, very deep. My fault, Kyle.
No problem.
It's you people.
It's all good.
Give it back to the you people.
Yes. You did call the chat out and challenge them to come up with more creative lookalikes for you.
Yes.
I don't really think they reached the level that I would have hoped after you called them out.
So if the bar is Super Grover and Moldy Strawberry.
You did get, someone said you look like a fluffier Jimon Hanzu.
Diamond Hanzu?
Yeah, Diamond Hanzu.
Fluffier. That's all right. I mean, it's okay. That means that whoever that person is thinks I'm attractive.
Well, I had to look him up.
A fluffier version.
I could see it a little bit. Yeah. There's the salt and pepper in the beard. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have quite the beard that you do. So people could step that up a little bit tomorrow. Now, you would refer to, while we were playing that draft audio from Howie, that there should be a beat that ass tax for making trades. And somebody wondered that if T.O. called in for your retirement show, he would have to charge as a beat that ass.
Oh, write that name down for the retirement show.
Oh, he'll probably call in. Yeah. But that was so long ago. Ain't nobody got beef with T.O. anymore.
Well, yeah, but nothing ever dies on WIA.
You're not escaping that one.
And we still talk about the same stuff.
I mean, every day.
Yeah.
Last one here. So it's not often that Joe says something messy that sends the chat in a tizzy. But Joe mentioned Stephen A. running for president.
Which, again, might happen.
And the chat became a frenzy of people talking about not only Stephen A., but the current sitting president.
Got it.
First of all, let's
screwed a lot of things up.
Listen, we don't talk about that here, man. No. This is a safe space because we know some of y'all don't know how to have grown-up conversations, so we choose not to have those here.
Well,
so we just keep it to sports.
We can't always control what they're talking about in the YouTube chat, that did happen. But I think my favorite part about that was that somebody broke in and was like, hold on, like, why are we talking about this? And someone was like, well, Hugh brought it up.
So that's ridiculous. Like, so now they lying on somebody.
You got blamed for it.
See, this is why you can't, you can't. This is because some of y'all don't know how to be grown-ups in a situation like this. Y'all like to call people names and talk about stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's why we love you people. That's why y'all need to stay y'all asses
now,
on YouTube.
For the record, and you're right, Hugh, this is a sports show. We keep it to this subject. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Stephen A. running for president would be amazing content. I mean,
watching him in the debates would be awesome. And the reason why we said that, Joe brought that up, and I said he's not going to, if he runs for president, he's not going to call us back anymore. That's what I said. So y'all need to grow up.
Just like how Joe started the war in the chat. So I was like, this is Hugh's fault.
Well, but that happens sometimes the opposite way. When we agree on something that the majority doesn't like, they'll be like, they'll say to Hugh, like, you believe Julio's starting stuff?
I can't believe.
That's what I'm saying. I've gotten to the point now. I can't even get worked up about anything that y'all say because I know y'all ain't listening to what's being said.
Well, you got bigger fish to fry. You're,
you know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out this Matt Gallagher thing.
Your video game group also dumped you.
Oh, yeah, my clan.
Oh, you got dumped by
my clan. No, I told you this morning, today is the reset. So I got to get, like, they were asking me, am I playing today? And then I said, yeah, they were like, I'll play. And they was like, oh, that's cap. You haven't played in weeks. I was like, okay, I'll play today.
You're abandoning your clan.
Yeah, I can't, once you're in the clan, you can't abandon the clan.
Now, let me be clear. Hugh said that. Be totally crystal clear on that.
You can't abandon my clan with a C.
And that's enough of that talk. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Andy?
I'm just picturing Hugh in the clan. What are we talking about?
My clan with a C.
Someone tuned in for the first time. Like, oh my gosh. What did Hugh say?
So, once you finish the Book of Petty, that might be your in for the Met Gala.
Yeah, the Klan. Oh, no. You mean the Book of Petty?
That will be a groundbreaking book. The ABCs of Petty.
you need help writing it, you got all of us, man.
I'm going to figure out the book of
petty. You know what? The ABCs of petty would be, that's clout right there.
Yeah, that would pop. Didn't you just see my book? I just dropped it like the other day. Yeah, I'm going to hit him with that.
Someone needs to write it. I think it's you.
Yeah, I'm going to write it.
Well, so, yeah, I think we're fine. We didn't need to bring in any more. What am I trying to say, Joe?
Veterans?
I think we're fine with who we brought in. Yeah, you can't bring in a vet like to try to be the leader because that's not organic. You need that to happen organically and hope that BG instilled enough of his wisdom for these guys to just take it over on their own. It's not, you know, somebody's not going to decide to be the leader. Somebody's not waiting to be. You're just going to be or you're not going to be.
Well, that's true. You can't teach that. It almost comes just naturally and organically. Andy, we appreciate it. All right, Hugh, before we go, afternoon show next. Phillies back in action tonight in Tampa. They're playing in a minor league park this week against the Rays. We getting a win tonight?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Yes. Bryce Harper's going to hit two of them things tonight.
You guaranteeing that?
Yes.
Wow. Dinger Tuesday. All right, everyone have a great
Dinger.
Day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.